In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the source of truth and life and love, we thank you for the heritage of learning which has come to us from the past, whereby our knowledge has been increased, our life enriched, and our joy made more abundant. Grant us true humility, that we may not be disdainful of whatsoever is true in that which is new, but loving you with our whole mind, may we rejoice in the accumulation of all true knowledge and use it in the service of our fellow man, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Good evening and welcome to the commencement exercises for the 168th academic year of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. It is our great joy to have you here amongst us with our graduates, with our honorees, as we celebrate the continuing works of God in blessing his church and blessing the world through people who serve him faithfully. And this evening we are particularly blessed to have as our commencement speaker a graduate of this institution, 1973 graduate, the Reverend Pastor Omer Marshall, who will be delivering the annual commencement. Please join me in welcoming Pastor Marshall.
To President Rass, the Board of Regents, members of the faculty, staff, alumni, friends, parents, and especially to you, the graduating class of 2014. I want to express my sincere appreciation to Dr. Rash and the faculty in inviting me to be the commencement speaker and granting me the great honor. Statistics tells us that graduates do not remember what was said at their graduation. So I'm going to give you two little words to hang everything on. Go on. If anybody asks you years from now, what did Pastor Marshall speak about? You can tell them, go on. Well, what did he say? Go on. As I bring you a word of encouragement today, I've decided to give you the same charge that God gave to Joshua and to the Israelites. Joshua chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. When God spoke these words of our text to Joshua, the children of Israel were probably experiencing an inner crisis, for you see, Moses was dead. Moses, who had been the one man courageous enough to confront Egypt's power structure, armed with nothing but his staff and an edict from God and a directive to Pharaoh, let my people go. The loss of a leader of Moses' stature is bad enough. But when that loss occurred in the critical stage of people history, when it occurred in a turning point of people life, that loss is magnified. You see, the children of Israel were about to embark on the second phase of their journey towards freedom. That phase was to capture the land of Canaan. They now stood looking over the Jordan River, standing between the slavery of Egypt and the freedom of Canaan, thinking about the challenges, the battles, the struggles that they were before them, and knowing now that whatever they face, they would have to face it without the leadership of Moses. You today stand at the beginning of your new career, knowing that the struggles, the battles that you will face, you will have to face them with the faculty not there to hold your hand. To God, the God who first spoke to Moses through the burning bush, the God who had guarded him, granted him, and directed him, upheld him during those moments of crisis in the wilderness, the God about whom David said, "Shall neither slumber nor sleep," was far from being dead. The same God spoke to Joshua. "So lift up your head and look around you. There's still a job to be done. There's still a charge to be kept. There's still responsibility to be discharged. So get up from where you are, you and all this people, the land that I promised your ancestors remain to be conquered. The wilderness have yet to be cleared. The city still must be built. So arise, you and all this people, and go over the Jordan into the land that I promise. Every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon will be yours. Every piece of land that your eyes shall see rest upon, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, shall be yours. No man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. So arise, we say to you today, arise. There's still souls to be won. There's still God's work to be done and Satan's kingdom to be torn down. Now, don't think that this is going to be easy. Sometime you will give your best, and your best will seem not good enough. You will begin to wonder if this is the calling which God have called me to. But just go on. Sometime you will go out of your way to help people, and the very ones that you help the most will be the first that will turn their backs on you. So go on. Sometime when you try to stand for what is right, it will seem as if you are standing all by yourself. But don't worry, just go on. Sometime it will seem as if the system will destroy you, but just go on. In spite of the high mountains, go on. In spite of the deep valleys, go on. In spite of the wide rivers, go on. In spite of being betrayed by friends, and rejected by relatives, and railed by your enemies, I say to you, go on. Sometime, people will get up mad with you and fight what you're trying to do for them. Sometime, your staunch supporters will let you down, and you'll find yourself all by yourself. Sometime, people will leave you and quit on you, but you just go on. As God spoke to Joshua, so God speak to you today. When you are overwhelmed by life's problem and life's setbacks, when you have tried to be good pastors, deaconess, teachers, church workers, professors, leaders in the church, good men, women, husbands and wives, and it seems as if the devil will make a shamble out of your work, your lives, your home, your marriage, you just go on. In spite of the odds, the shortcomings, God will speak the same words that he spoke. The words are persistent. Don't give up. Keep on fighting. Keep on trying. Just go on. In spite of the stumbling blocks placed in your way, you just go on. In spite of the ditches that have been dug for you and the snares that have been placed, you just go on. In spite of those who will arise to destroy you, note that God has promised to be with you, and you just go on. I know some of you will feel like saying, How can I go on, O Lord? I'm all alone. It is just me alone. The challenges are too great. The opposition is too powerful, and I'm too weak and powerless. It is at that moment that God speaks to you the words he spoke to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. When God was speaking, saying what God was saying to Joshua, Joshua, you don't know who it is that is talking to you. It is I who stepped out in the darkness, in the bleak of night, and said, let there be light. It is I that spent out the seven seas. It is I that covered the earth with grass. It is I that dotted the hills with trees and flung the stars into the Milky Ways. It is I. It is I that told Abraham to go. Don't ask me about what happened to Joseph down in Egypt. I was there as God was with him. As I've been with others, as I've upheld others, as I've fed others, as I've led others, so I will be with you. I will never fail you nor forsake you. You can go on because God is your protector. You can go on because Jesus is your traveling companion. You can go on because the Holy Spirit is your comforter and guide. Therefore, no matter what happened from day to day, go on. No matter what full array in battle array, go on. No matter who tell you that you can't make it, you know in whom you have believed. Go on, trusting in the Lord. Yes, when you have been falsely accused and been persecuted for righteous sake, when jealous-minded, vindictive spirit, petty souls, and unconverted heart cast your name out as evil, trust in God and go on. David said about it, says, in all my born days, I've seen a lot of things happening in this world, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's children begging bread. Sometime, no doubt you will say, like the Apostle Paul, you may ask the question, Lord, how can I go on when I have this throne in the flesh and in my soul that keeps me from doing what I want to do and doing the things I ought to do? Three times I besought you in prayer that you would remove this throne from the flesh. God speaks to you the same as he spoke to St. Paul. My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made weak, made perfect in your weakness. If you go on depending upon sufficient grace, trusting in the promise of God, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and being kept by the power divine, one of these old days you will reach the promised land. One of these days you will reach the end of your journey, and you will hear the master say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. May God bless you and keep you, is our prayer. Amen and amen.
The faculty of Concordia Theological Seminary has established the Miles Christi in order to recognize and honor laymen and women in the church who have distinguished themselves in a special field of human endeavor, and who, in keeping with 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, have displayed the characteristics of a good soldier of Jesus Christ. President Rast, our first honoree, Mr. Herman Minders, of Oklahoma City. Our faculty marshal is a bit anxious there. Is not here because he is at Mayo Clinic due to health challenges, but we honor him nonetheless, even as we also pray that our Lord graciously sustain him in body and soul. Originally from Pipestone, Minnesota, Herman Meinders attended Oklahoma City University in the 1950s. It was in Oklahoma City that he founded American Floral Services Incorporated, also known as AFS, an international flowers by wire service in 1970. His company began in a garage apartment and initially consisted of 137 subscriber florists. From that humble beginning, American Floral Services grew to become ranked as one of the largest floral wire services in the world. It merged with Telefloral 14 years ago. Mr. Meinders strongly supports higher education and has generously shared his success through endowments to numerous colleges and universities, including the funding of Oklahoma City University's Meinders School of Business, dedicated in 2004. He has served on the Board of Trustees for Oklahoma City University, serving for a time as chairman of its executive committee. He and his wife, LaDonna, also support local literacy programs designed to aid students needing special educational assistance. Their community philanthropic projects include the Meinders Gardens in downtown Oklahoma City, improvements at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, the Oklahoma Capitol Dome Project, the Meinders Hall of Mirrors at the Civic Center, and the Meinders Scout Shop. They have contributed to building several houses for Habitat for Humanity. Mr. Meinders has been highly honored in the floral industry, including the Distinguished Service Award from the Wholesale Florist and Florist Suppliers of America, the Industry Service Award from the American Institute of Floral Design. He was inducted into the Sales and Marketing Executives International Academy of Achievement for his contributions to the free enterprise system in 1992. Other awards include the Oklahoma Commerce and Industry Hall of Honor, the Oklahoma City University Distinguished Alumnus Award, Honorary Doctor of Commercial Science degree from Oklahoma City University, the Liberty Bell Award from the Oklahoma County Bar Association, and the Melvin Jones Fellow Award from the Lions International Foundation. He was the downtown Oklahoma City Lion of the Year. He received the Silver Beaver Award from the Boy Scouts of America and the Order of Achievement and Order of Merit from the Lambda Chi Alpha National Fraternity. He was inducted into the Oklahoma Heritage Association Hall of Fame in November of 1998. Mr. Meinders is a faithful member of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Oklahoma City. He is a lifelong supporter of higher education in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, including this seminary and our library project. He has supported several other church-related projects and institutions, including in our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in order to further the message of forgiveness of sins and life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mr. Meinders is an example of a miles Christi, a soldier of Christ, who is honoring our Lord through his service to Christ and community. President Rast, for his generous support of education and service in his local community and beyond, for his long-term support of education in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and for his commitment to the mission of Concordia Theological Seminary in forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all, it is my honor to recommend Mr. Herman Meinders for Concordia Theological Seminary's annual Miles Christi Award.
As president of Concordia Theological Seminary, it is my joyful privilege to confer the Miles Christi Award with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto. upon Mr. Herman Minders.
President Rast, may I present Mr. Jeffrey Schwartz of Edwardsville, Illinois. Mr. Schwartz is best known to many of us as the man who has overseen the daily production of the popular Issues Etc. radio program since 1993. He was prepared for this career both through his Lutheran education at Trinity Lutheran School in Edwardsville, Illinois, and through his journalism education at the University of Missouri, where he graduated cum laude from their world-class School of Journalism in 1986. Before his work in Lutheran radio, Jeff worked producing several nationally syndicated radio shows, including Costas Coast to Coast, John Madden's Sports Quiz, Talking Round Ball with Dick Vitale, and Offsides with Dan Dierdorf. Jeff has dedicated much effort to broadening the impact of Lutheran radio over the past two decades. Under his management, Issues Etc. Sunday night affiliates grew from three stations to 110 nationwide. He produced a weekday version of Issues Etc. that aired Monday through Friday during drive times. And when the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod canceled the program in March 2008, an international outpouring of support and concern prompted Mr. Schwartz to revive the program through the formation of Lutheran Public Radio. In 2011, he launched a 24/7 sacred music internet radio station, which quickly became Live 365's number one rated sacred music station. In 2013, he launched a 24/7 internet station, Lutheran Talk Radio, that carries the best of Issues Etc. programming. During these years, many professors of this seminary have been guests on Issues Etc. on all sorts of topics due to Jeff's friendship and his gift of persuasion. I testify to that. Just about 6 weeks ago, Jeff talked me into speaking on snake handling in the New Testament. Only Jeff Schwartz could twist that kind of arm. When you talk to Jeff, it does not take long to realize that his family is his joy. He and his wife, Elizabeth, have been married for 17 years and are blessed with five children, Justin, Emily, Katie, Jack, and Joseph. Along with his work and his family, he finds time to serve as an elder at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hommel, Illinois, and as well as a member of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Commission on Theology and Church Relations. His pastor, the Reverend Benjamin Ball, wrote this about Jeff. Simply put, there is no other living layman who has contributed more to the Lutheran theological education of other laymen than Jeff Schwartz. It is Jeff who week after week produces the finest Christian radio program in the world. Untold numbers of Christians have been given tools not only to confess the faith, but have been strengthened in the truth of God's word thanks to Jeff's untiring work. He works with joy and enthusiasm. Even when he endured trial because of his work, he remains steadfast and secure in the promises of Christ. He is a layman who confesses the theology of the Lutheran Reformation and uses his skills to promote and teach it all over the world through the use of today's technology. The Reverend Todd Wilkin, the current host of Issues Etc., had this to say about his good friend and co-worker for the past 15 years, and I quote, "There is good reason that guests on Issues Etc. spend more time talking to Jeff Schwartz off the air than to me on the air. Jeff is more interesting." He never paints. He gets to the point and tells the truth. As someone also wrote about American founder James Madison, Jeff Schwartz has a mind that races up a flight of steps two at a time. I am always running to catch up to him in a conversation. He is able to see the downside of any idea instantly. My ideas, guest ideas, his own ideas. Every good idea we have ever had for the program was his first. Jeff is the thinking Christian that we talk about so often. In the war room of this 500-square-foot office and studio, Jeff is the chief military strategist and the general all-in-one. The objective is always the same: persevere and proclaim the gospel. He never stops fighting. As much as I have learned from my many expert guests in 15 years of hosting issues, etc., I have learned the most from Jeff Schwartz. And Reverend Wilkin went on and concluded this high tribute with these words: on my deathbed, should I still be able to recall, I will count among God's greatest gifts to me in life the opportunity to have known and worked with Jeff Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz is a wonderful example of a miles Christi, a soldier of Christ who is honoring our Lord through his life of service. President Rast, for his untiring work in testifying boldly to Christ and the teachings of the Holy Scriptures as confessed in our Lutheran Church through radio production for over 20 years, for his service to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and for his commitment to the mission of Concordia Theological Seminary in forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. It is my honor to recommend Mr. Jeffrey Schwartz for Concordia Theological Seminary's annual Miles Christi Award.
As president of Concordia Theological Seminary, it is my joyful privilege to confer the Miles Christi Award with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto upon Mr. Jeffrey Schwartz.
The Alumnus of the Year Award has been established by the Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary to honor a graduate who has distinguished himself by faithfully shepherding the people of God with excellence in preaching, teaching the faithful, and reaching the lost, while also strengthening his alma mater by recruiting, publicizing, and supporting the seminary's mission. President Rast, I present to you the Reverend David Rohde of Wilson, Texas. David Rohde was born and raised the second of four sons to John and Lenore Rohde in Chicago, Illinois, where he attended Bethesda Lutheran School from kindergarten through eighth grade. His only experience in public school came when he attended Stephen Mather High School in Chicago, graduating in 1976. He received his Associate of Arts as well as his Bachelor of Arts degree from Concordia College, Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1980. He then enrolled at this seminary, receiving his Master of Divinity degree 30 years ago, 1984. His vicarage year was spent at Hope Lutheran Church in Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Pastor Rohde was called to St. Paul Lutheran Church in Wilson, Texas in 1984, where, after 30 years, he continues to faithfully serve vigorously and faithfully as pastor. In addition to his pastoral duties, he has served the Texas district in numerous ways. He has served as Lutheran Women's Missionary League pastoral counselor for both his zone as well as for the whole Texas district. He has served as Circuit 3 Circuit Counselor in the Texas district. He served on the Texas District Presidium, including District 3rd Vice President, District 2nd Vice President, District 1st Vice President. And during his time, he also served, obviously, as a member of the Texas District Board of Directors. He has been a delegate to a number of synodical conventions, served on various convention committees. He also served on the Texas District Convention Committee for both area and district professional conferences. And over the years, he has filled several pastoral vacancies in nearly every other congregation in his circuit. He has served as pastoral counselor for the junior high youth of Texas South Plains Lutheran Camping Association. Pastor Rohde has been a lifelong student of the scriptures and the confessions of our Lutheran church and cultivates such ongoing learning among brother pastors. He is a regular participant in our continuing education site at Grace Lutheran Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yearning for good theological conversation, he was instrumental in providing area pastors' conferences after the Texas District voted to discontinue several of them. For example, during the past 5 years, he has driven 175 miles once a month to meet with brother pastors of the Pecos Circuit of the Rocky Mountain District in Roswell, New Mexico, where pastors take turns both in leading worship and leading studies. Over the years, he has presented various papers, Bible studies, devotions at a variety of gatherings inside and outside the Texas District, and even has had a few sermon studies published in Concordia Pulpit Resources. Pastor Rohde has not only served his congregation in Wilson, Texas, but also his community, including being a member of its Lions Club, coaching Little League Baseball, and even providing foster care. When asked about one of his favorite joys, and I think this is very telling, when asked about his favorite joys of serving as pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church for the past 30 years, he stated that it was when he baptized the infant of a couple whom he had also baptized as infants. This statement says a lot about this pastor. He embodies the shepherding of our Lord Jesus Christ for the church that is central to the mission of this seminary. President Rast, for his faithful service as pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Wilson, Texas for 3 decades, for his steadfast witness to Christ through service in that community, and for his exemplary service to the Texas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in several offices, for his vigorous commitment to the study of the scriptures and our Lutheran confessions, and for his support of the mission of this seminary to form faithful servants in Jesus Christ, it is my honor to recommend the Reverend David W. Rohde for Concordia Theological Seminary's Alumnus of the Year Award.
As president of Concordia Theological Seminary, it is my joyful privilege to confer the Alumnus of the Year Award with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto upon the Reverend David W. Rohde.
Will the candidates for the Master of Arts degree please rise? President Rast, as Academic Dean, I hereby certify that the candidates for the degree of Master of Arts, as listed in the commencement program, have satisfactorily completed or will complete during the summer sessions the requirements for graduation prescribed by the faculty and the Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary. I present them to you by authorization of the faculty to be awarded the Master of Arts degree.
Upon the authorization of the faculty, with the concurrence of the Board of Regents, I, as President of Concordia Theological Seminary, hereby confer upon the candidates here presented the degree of Master of Arts with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto.
Will the candidates please step forward? Stephanie Ann Ayakute. Jeanette Elizabeth Adele Heller. Nava K. Mulder. Roger L. Sassaman. Christine Ann Schatte. Alla Svetsova. Faith Elizabeth Swenson. Catherine Katie Ann Ziegler. Will the candidates for the Master of Arts in Deaconess Studies degree please rise? President Rast, as Academic Dean, I hereby certify that the candidates for the degree of Master of Arts in Deaconess Studies, as listed in the commencement program, have satisfactorily completed or will complete during the summer sessions the requirements for graduation prescribed by the faculty and the Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary. I present them to you by authorization of the faculty to be awarded the Master of Arts in Deaconess Studies degree.
Upon the authorization of the faculty, with the concurrence of the Board of Regents, I, as President of Concordia Theological Seminary, hereby confer upon the candidates here presented the Master of Arts in Deaconess Studies degree with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto.
Will the candidates please step forward? Cherie Osher. Lisa Brand. Danelle Leah Putnam. Judith I. Wehrman. Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Divinity please rise? President Rast, as Academic Dean, I hereby certify that the candidates for the degree of Master of Divinity, as listed in the commencement program, have satisfactorily completed or will complete during the summer sessions the requirements for graduation prescribed by the Faculty and Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary. I present them to you by authorization of the faculty to be awarded the degree of Master of Divinity.
Upon the authorization of the faculty, with the concurrence of the Board of Regents, I, as President of Concordia Theological Seminary, hereby confer upon the candidates here presented the degree of Master of Divinity with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto.
The candidates will please step forward. Peter Christian Allersmeyer. David Robert Appold. Kyle L. Bacchus. Christopher David Beck. Philip John Byersdorf. Tyrell Emmett Bramwell. David M. Books. Jared Scott DeBlick. David Matthew Dunlop. Peter James Eckert. Magdiel Ociel Fajardo Perez. Paul Aaron Furderer. Andrew S. Garricky. Walter K. Gilkey. Zelwyn Clark Heidi. Andrew Edward Hertzberg. Michael James Carney. Adam Clinton Kuntz. Andrew Stephen Lehman. Blaise Marin. David J. McCarthy. Jonathan Meyer. Nathan T. Neugebauer. Christopher Kyle Nuttleman. Troy Wilbur Peppercorn. Michael John Peters. Mark Reisner. Brandon W. Ross. Joshua Michael Schultz. Curtis Daniel Stevens. David John Sutton. Jacob Daniel Svensson. Jason Wiley Toombs. William Joseph Traffigan. Aaron Daniel Uphoff. Aaron H. Virgin. And Aaron M. West.
Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Sacred Theology please rise? President Rest, as Dean of Graduate Studies, I present the candidates for the degree of Master of Sacred Theology. They have completed or will complete during the summer sessions all the requirements for the degree as prescribed by the Faculty and Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary. I therefore recommend that they be awarded this degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me as president by the Board of Regents of this seminary, I hereby confer upon the candidates here presented the degree of Master of Sacred Theology with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto.
Will the candidates please step forward to be vested by his advisor and receive his degree? Marcus Baike. John Dreyer. As Dean of Graduate Studies, I present the candidate for the degree of Doctor of Ministry. He has satisfactorily completed or will complete during the summer sessions all the requirements for the degree as prescribed by the Faculty and Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary. I therefore recommend that he be awarded this degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty, and by the authority vested in me as president by the Board of Regents of this seminary, I hereby confer upon the candidate here presented the degree of Doctor of Ministry, with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto.
The candidate will please step forward to be vested individually by his advisor and receive his degree. Edward Sikora, Missio Dei est Missio Ecclesiae, the mission of God is the mission of the Church. Will the candidates for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Missiology please rise? President Rast, as Dean of Graduate Studies, I present the candidates for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Missiology. They have satisfactorily completed or will complete during the summer sessions all of the requirements for the degree as prescribed by the Faculty and Board of Regents of Concordia Theological Seminary. I therefore recommend that they be awarded this degree.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me as president by the Board of Regents of this seminary, I hereby confer upon the candidates here presented the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Missiology, with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto.
The candidates will please step forward to be vested individually by his advisor and receive his degree. Mipo Dadang, religious violence, an examination of the version of the violent response among evangelical Christians in northern Nigeria, a missiological problem. Alu Williams Nali. Factors affecting the integration of English-speaking African Christian immigrants into mainline English-speaking Caucasian North American Christian churches. Clovis Pronzel, the missiological significance of the doctrine of vocation, a phenomenological study in Lutheran theology in the Brazilian Lutheran Church.
President Rast, may I present the Reverend Ulmer Marshall, Jr. of Spanish Port, Alabama. Pastor Marshall has already done a wonderful job introducing himself through his powerful address for us. He was blessed with an early start in Lutheran education, attending St. James Lutheran School in Buena Vista, Alabama. He continued his education at Alabama Lutheran Academy and College in Selma, Alabama, an institution now known as Concordia College Selma. He completed his Bachelor of Science degree from Concordia Teachers College, Seward, Nebraska, in 1969. He then entered Concordia Theological Seminary, which at that time was still in Springfield, Illinois, graduating with a Master of Divinity degree in 1973. That summer, he was united in marriage to Gwendolyn, his wife. Their union has been blessed with one son. Shortly after this wedding, he was ordained at his alma mater, Concordia College, Selma, on July 22, 1973, and then 1 week later, installed as pastor of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Mobile, Alabama, where he has continued to serve faithfully for the past 41 years. For the past 30 of these years, he has also been serving as pastor of Bethel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Point Clear, Alabama. Still serving his first call out of seminary, much like our Alumnus of the Year awardee, he is a wonderful example of what the Holy Spirit seeks to form at this seminary. Faithful shepherds committed to teaching the faithful, reaching the lost, and caring for all. Pastor Marshall has been very active in service to the Southern District of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, serving as second vice president, a member of the district board of directors, a member of the evangelism board, president of the Southern District Pastors Conference, pastoral counselor of the Gulf State Lutheran Women's Missionary League, president of the Black Mission Task Force of the Southern District, and president of the Southern District Black Churches Conference. On the synodical level, he has served on the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Recruitment Committee, the Commission on Worship, the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and he has served as Vice President of the Board of Regents for Concordia College Selma, and currently serves on the Board of Regents of our sister seminary, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. He has also been active in his community, serving as president and executive board member of many organizations, including Mobile Mental Health Association, Mobile Chapter of the United Way, Contact Mobile, Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce, the Mobile Chapter of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, Home of Grace, and served as a volunteer chaplain for the Mobile Area Hospitals. In 1994, Concordia Theological Seminary awarded Pastor Marshall with the Servus Christi Ecclesiae Award for his outstanding service to Christ. The Reverend Roosevelt Gray, a former staff member of this seminary, who now serves as Director of Black Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, shared these words of tribute, and I quote, "Pastor Marshall has been a steady foundation of spiritual stability, hope, and optimism in serving Trinity and Bethel Lutheran Churches and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through some of the most challenging times of change in our church, our country, and his community. His pastoral leadership and longevity have been a model of how pastoral ministry and visionary leadership can positively affect the mission and ministry of a local congregation, serving its community with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." President Rast, for his decades of faithful service in parish ministry at Trinity Lutheran and Bethel Lutheran Church, for his long-standing Christian witness and service in those communities, for his exemplary leadership and service in the Southern District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, including being a leader in reaching out to African Americans, for his strong commitment to seminary education in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the faculty of Concordia Theological Seminary, with the concurrence of the Board of Regents, recommends that the Reverend Ulmer Marshall, Jr. receive the degree of Doctor of Divinity honoris causa.
As president of Concordia Theological Seminary, and upon the recommendation of the faculty and the Board of Regents, it is my joyful privilege to confer the honorary Doctor of Divinity degree with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereto upon the Reverend Ulmer Marshall, Jr. There are so many blessings to celebrate on an evening like this, and you see the way in which God continues to send servants to his church for the sake of the proclamation of the gospel and service in this world. Amongst us, the last 2 days have been faithful soldiers of the cross who have served in the parish ministry in many cases for multiple decades. Earlier today, we honored the classes of Concordia Theological Seminary from 1954, 59, 1964 and 69, 1974 and 79, 1984 and 89, and 1994 and 2004. Let us recognize those good soldiers of Christ once more. Please rise, gentlemen. And as we draw to a close, it is also a great privilege and also with a hint of sadness that we recognize this evening also the retirement of one of our great leaders in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, an incredible professor and a dear, dear friend. That is the Reverend Richard Ress, who is completing his service as professor here at Concordia Theological Seminary this very night. So Richard, if you would please stand, we would love to honor you once more. And now, as president of Concordia Theological Seminary, I hereby declare that the 168th academic year has come to a close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.